I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Monday, May 29. Coming up, JAMPRO to lead export mission to regional territories, Jamaica Diaspora Conference to be launched in Canada, and 8 students receive scholarships to study medicine in Cuba. The news in detail after this message.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competencies with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Now the news. JAMPRO is to lead 18 local companies on export promotion missions in 3 Caribbean territories next month as part of efforts to increase regional exports. The initiative, dubbed the Caribbean Market Mission, will commence on June 18, 2017 and travel to Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Bahamas. The companies will have scheduled business meetings with buyers to promote their products, execute trade visits to key retail outlets, and have discussions with private and public sector partners to garner market intelligence. Deputy Chairman of JAMPRO, Metri Siaga, says the mission is a welcomed addition to efforts to stimulate growth in the manufacturing sector.
This represents the start of a movement to grow Jamaica's exports. The mission is therefore very timely, a well-embraced component to continue to drive our country's export journey.
He was speaking at the launch of the Caribbean Market Mission on Monday. The Caribbean Market Mission is part of JAMPRO's Export Development Program, Export Max, a 3-year initiative geared at providing focused capacity building and market penetration support for exporting and export-ready firms. The upcoming Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference will be launched in Canada on Tuesday, May 30. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnston-Smith, will be launching the event at the Eaton Chelsea Hotel in Toronto. The activity is being organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade in collaboration with the Jamaica Consulate in Toronto, headed by Consul General to Toronto, Lloyd Wilkes. Acting Director of the Diaspora Affairs Department at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Lincoln Downer, says the aim is to galvanize support and to share various aspects of the preparations in place for the event.
So we're going to share with them aspects of the planning for the conference, and of course there are partnership opportunities that we also need to share with them and for them to be apprised of.
Mr. Downer was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference is slated for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. The event is one of the key activities of the Jamaica 55th Anniversary Independence Celebrations. The Ministry of Health is urging Jamaicans to take precautions against the pending increase in mosquito populations due to recent flood rains. The major mosquito species expected to pose a problem are Culex sp, Ocellaria tetus solicitans, and salt marsh mosquitoes, and Aedes aegypti. Unlike the Aedes aegypti, which transmits dengue, chikungunya, and Zika, the others do not transmit diseases but are considered severe nuisance mosquitoes. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is advising the destruction of prime breeding sites, such as pools of water that gathered around houses and in communities. The use of repellents is highly recommended, especially during the peak biting times of dusk and dawn. Other protective measures include covering babies with mosquito nets and, where possible, putting screens on windows and doors. And another 8 Jamaicans will be pursuing medical studies in Cuba starting in September. This under the Jamaica-Cuba Bilateral Scholarship Program. The students were officially presented with their scholarships during a ceremony held at the Embassy of the Republic of Cuba recently. In congratulating the awardees, Cuban Ambassador to Jamaica, Bernardo Guanche Hernandez, urged the students to take advantage of opportunities for cultural exchange and to be mindful of their duty to assist the needy and vulnerable when they complete their studies.
We do hope that after completing your studies in Cuba, you will return to Jamaica ready to make a useful contribution to your beloved country's development and to the well-being of the Jamaican, especially those who are in the most needed.
Ambassador Hernandez adds that the scholarship program is an indication of the continued strengthening of friendly and cooperative ties between the countries. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.